Dr. Stephen Curley unlocks the door to a small lab at MD Anderson Cancer Center.
What we've got here, these are two standard radiofrequency generators. So these are three, essentially, kilowatt generators. They're standard radio generators that, say, a small local radio station or a ham radio operator might use.
On either side are two white columns which serve as radio frequency field generators. A powerful radio field is produced when the generators are turned on.
When the generator is on, I could put my hand in there or my arm and it wouldn't hurt it. I mean, we're being bombarded by radio waves constantly. They don't heat us up, they don't damage us. Now, on the other hand, if I had a piece of metal on my skin and then put it in there, yeah, that would get hot.
That heat is what Curley is using to attack cancer cells inside the body. Nanotubes are put directly inside groups of cancer cells.
These nanotubes do get into the cells, and that when exposed to a external, meaning non-invasive, radio frequency field, they release heat sufficient to kill the cancer cells.
That's what the research has shown so far, but more study is needed, and it could be another 3 to 5 years before clinical trials would start in humans.
This has been very fascinating. It has a lot of potential, but what I tell people is unless we can demonstrate and actually achieve the ability to target the nanoparticles to the cancer cells, then this really is not going to be particularly helpful. So I do believe that will be possible with several types of cancer. Will it be possible for all types? No.
And so the research continues with the help of Rice University. Researchers are trying to figure out how to best control the heat generated. In the experiments so far, the nanotubes produce a lot more heat than expected and more than what they think is necessary. Several different disciplines are coming together for this research, and in the back of everyone's mind is Nobel laureate Richard Smalley. He helped design some of the studies with Curley and was enthusiastic about its possibilities before he died in 2005. Capella Tucker, Houston Public Radio News.